You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. RNIB are looking for a diversity and inclusion officer to make sure their support and resources help blind and partially sighted people of all backgrounds and identities. We're joined today by Amit Popat, who's just joined RNIB in his new role as Director of Access, Diversity and Inclusion. And he's going to tell us more about the Diversity and Inclusion Officer role and who can apply. Hi, Amit. Thanks so much for joining us.
Hi, Amelia. Thank you so much. As you mentioned, new in post and really enjoying working with colleagues across the organisation on such an important agenda. So the Diversity and Inclusion Officer is someone who will come into the organisation to support all of our access, diversity and inclusion strategies. And they'll be working with the head of Access, Diversity and Inclusion to really think about how we engage our stakeholders more effectively, implement our strategies and plans, and ensure that we increase our profile with access, diversity and inclusion across the organization for internal and external stakeholders.
And why is the work of a diversity and inclusion officer needed? Why is RNIB looking for someone in this role?
It's vital because of the work that we do. We are already in the business of creating more inclusion in the world. It's important that within the work that we are already doing, that we are building on wider diversity and inclusion issues, and therefore connecting our work, which is very strong on access to do with blindness, to wider groups of people, because we recognize that, you know, disability in itself comes in so many shapes and forms. So are we being inclusive within our work and accessing all of these different groups of people to work for the organization and indeed in terms of those we serve? Also, we can look at it in terms of wider diversity strands across ethnicity, faith and belief, sexual orientation, gender, and all of the others. So we really need to ensure that what we are doing starts to really be inclusive of all of the stakeholders we wish to engage and ensure that our services are having an impact on.
And who can apply for the job? What kind of person are you looking for?
Well, we're looking for somebody who has a solution-conscious attitude, right? First of all, it's really important that we have people within the team who recognize that there are problems and challenges, but are always thinking in terms of innovation and, you know, what can we do new? How can we find solutions to the issues that we're facing? Often within diversity and inclusion or access diversity and inclusion work, there can be a lot of difficult issues that we're facing. We hear a lot of negative stories, but the idea really is to ensure that we use those stories and conversations to create change. So we have to have an attitude which is really positive. So we have two roles, and we are looking to recruit people who are blind and partially sighted and sighted. So it's open to all groups. Looking at people at working age, so 18 plus, 35 hours a week, and flexible working location. So you can be based anywhere in the country, and we will be open to thinking about adjustments of location. It may involve some participation in terms of coming into the London office or any of our regional offices in Scotland and Cardiff. So there may be some travel involved, but most of it will be home and office based in London, depending on what availability applicants have. 4th of July is the closing date for the application. So as many people as possible to apply for this wonderful, exciting role would be great.
And where can people get more information about this role and other ways to work for RNIB?
The usual place is careers at RNIB. And if you go to current vacancies, there'll be this role and all of the other vacancies we're recruiting for. And if you have any particular access needs to access that role, you can email us at recruitment@rnib.org.uk.
Amazing. Well, thank you so much, Amit Popat, RNIB Director of Access, Diversity and Inclusion, for talking to us about this very exciting vacancy.
Thank you, Amelia.